mixing fun and info, finfo, or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, we're going to talk, I can't believe that I'm actually going to say this, we're going to talk about freeing the pee today. I know, but we are actually going to be talking this segment about the prostate's right to be healthy. Well, Dr. Weiss, okay, so I want to ask you a question. Are there drug-free ways to improve enlarged prostates and therefore, of course, improve men's health?
I would say yes, and I would expand that to say there are not only drug-free ways, but I think the only way to really solve any kind of prostate thing is naturally. The drugs suppress, and that's a good thing. You have to remember, Holly, men, we've never had menstrual cycles. We've never had birth. We've never gone through any of these kind of things that women sort of get tasked with, you know, genetically. And when we get hit with prostate stuff in our 40s, 50s, and 60s, and blah, 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 I mean, 8 out of 10 in their 80s, and half of the men in their 50s are at it, we're shocked. We have to be close to a bathroom. We have to do all these, and it just gets miserable. But let's back all the way up
and just explain to the folks out there, what the heck is a prostate?
Well, prostate is a gland that just wraps around your urethra. It wraps around the tube that you deliver the urine from. Obviously, men only have it, women don't. It is part of what produces lubricating fluid and what we call prostatic fluid during sexual intercourse. And so that proximity of being wrapped around urethra is vulnerable. And as soon as it enlarges, it presses on that urethra, and it can cause backup of fluid into the bladder, which can be dangerous, causing infections and terrible pain and all that.
What are some of the causes, would you say, of this enlarged prostate? I mean, the tissue is actually made from hormonally sensitive cells, correct? It is. It can be provoked by hormones. And so what are some of the causes of the enlargement? Why does this happen?
Well, one of the things, Holly, is we have to start paying attention to women's health. And if you look at women's health and women's disease, you will really find out quite quickly what the problem is with prostates. Look at the cancers that women are getting. They are getting ovarian, uterine, cervical, breast. You're getting all these estrogen-type cancers. Well, prostate cancer and prostate enlargement still has to do with estrogen-based problems. And we don't look at the totality.
Yeah, I think this is the most equal opportunity issue we have going on out there in our healthcare today. It really is. It's like, just because you are a man, it does not mean that you are protected from this sort of, I would say, estrogen dominant society that we live in.
Right. And we're suffering with it, and we're getting cancer because of it. And we keep saying the same things, that it's DHT, it's this active form of testosterone that's causing all the problems. And if you block it, but it's not. There's two reasons why prostates enlarge. One we've covered. Look at it this way, Holly. There's only, men only have estrogen receptors in two places. Some will have them in the breast, but it's fairly rarely. But the other place that men have estrogen receptors are in the prostate, and they're blowing up like balloons. And we keep saying, oh no, it's this active testosterone. Well, it's not. Guess what the latest research says? It says the same thing that smart folks like Tori Hudson have been saying, and Holly's been saying. It's got to be estrogen. The message from estrogen is enlarged. But the other side is a chronic infection.
Okay, so let's break those up. So two causes as far as this enlargement. And you mentioned cancer, but it doesn't have to be cancer. It can be this benign hypertrophy, right? So, and as you said, estrogen, hormones deliver messages. And estrogen's message is to do what you said, enlarge, mm-hmm. tell cells to grow and proliferate. And there's appropriate places for estrogen to be doing that. But boy, there are so many in our modern day inappropriate places. So, okay, that's one cause. And then you were talking about infection.
Yeah, and actually I find in my patients this is usually the dominant cause. It's a chronic prostate infection, and we know this. Conventional urologists know this, and they'll give quinolones and very heavy-duty antibiotics. The problem with prostates is they don't have a lot of circulation. Therefore, a lot of the treatment that we do for it doesn't work well. You have to have circulation to get the antibiotics in to kill the infection. But in the botanical kingdom, we have botanicals that we can sort of point, meaning if we use anti-infectives like Uva Ursi and Bushu, which we use a lot for women's UTIs, we can use those, but we mix them in with botanicals like Pipsissewa or Chamomile or even Phoqueria, which is known in the desert as Ocotillo, those sticks that come up out of the ground. And that
I'm
kind
glad
of
that you were saying all these plants
area.
Right now.
Hey,
me.
I treat a lot of prostate stuff, and as a dumb old cardiologist, I seem to treat a lot of prostate stuff because nobody else wants to, and I do well with it. And then we'll have them do sitz baths, hot and cold sitz baths, to draw circulation to that pelvic area. So I put them on some botanicals for the hormone. I detox their livers to get that estrogen out. I detox their livers, I detox all that, get them off the soys, get them, you know, minimizing plastics, all those things we talk about all the time. And then I treat the infection anyway, and most of them, I'd say 99% in about 3 to 4 weeks, they're sleeping through the night. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to give people a quality of life.
And I think it's also amazing that, of course, you do no harm because you do, you use these things, as you said, from the botanical kingdom. I loved how you said that. And you don't give the quinolones and the you know, sort of like unload both barrels antibiotics, because when you have an infection, the last thing you want to do is wipe out all of your good bacteria, which is your, which is driving your own immune system for the most part. And therefore, so, you know, the symptom has presented itself in the prostate, and you can feel it's painful. Like, I don't have a prostate, like you said. I don't. I mean, sometimes I feel like I should, but I don't. But when
you don't want one.
When men prostatitis always is in, you know, inflammation, it's painful, isn't it?
Well, it's painful. The problem is also, as a cardiologist, and why I started to treat this is it's the sequelae, or it's the other things that come of it. Healing isn't rocket science, Holly. We talk about it all the time. One of the things you need is good sleep. I'm getting half of my patients 50 and up don't sleep through the night. They don't get REM sleep. So I have to treat their prostate for two reasons. One is it's inflamed. Inflammation is one of the core problems with heart disease. An inflamed prostate sets off that immune inflammatory response that affects the whole body. The other thing is they don't sleep. So look at what's brewing for heart disease now. I've got a big infected or hormone-enraged gland, and they're not sleeping through the night. It's the perfect atmosphere to develop any chronic disease. So I have to treat the prostate to get rid of the heart disease, and that's how I came to it. And it's very, very treatable and does very well with natural models.
You know, and I love it because, once again, it's like people come usually to see us, or people, their health gets their attention because there's a physical manifestation that's pinpointed, oh, prostate. But if you just reduce somebody to just their prostate, and you forget about the fact that they are presenting with inflammation, okay, it happens to be in the prostate, but that's where it's getting our attention. And then also, if you take their intake, you know that it is all connected. And like you said, if you can certainly, quote unquote, heal the prostate by using these but very effective antibacterial plants, making sure that the liver is processing estrogen in an appropriate way, getting them to sleep.
Sure.
Not only, so diindolymethane, wonderful, calcium deglucarate, all of those great things to help get estrogen out of the body, because the body actually, it kind of treats estrogen as a toxin. It does. But you're not only affecting... But you're not only affecting the prostate, you're also affecting the health of the whole person. And that's what's so great.
Yeah. And where I was going is that one of our favorite people, Tori Hudson, she has a product called Endocrine Disruptor. I use that a ton in men with prostate. And people are like, isn't that for women? No, we're all dealing with these estrogen problems. Guys, our prostates are blowing up. And so we are all dealing with these types of things. So dealing with that, get to your naturopathic physicians. They know how to give the botanicals, the herbs, and do these therapies.
And you can find a good licensed naturopathic doctor at going to Nature Doctor. You can spell that all out, naturedoctor.org. So I think this is such great information. Yes, there are definitely, I think we have discovered, ways that we can improve enlarged prostates without using drugs, without the side effects. And also in doing so, you actually increase the health of the whole system. You increase the health of the host, right, that had that bacteria. So using plant-friendly plants that are very effective, detoxing the liver, getting people to sleep, believe it or not, that's how you can take care of an enlarged prostate. But remember, identify and treat the cause. This is an equal opportunity issue. We're talking about estrogen dominance, and we got to minimize our exposure to those xenoestrogens. All right, we'll be right back.